Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and hello again, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back again this afternoon. And, Bob, I thought you were outstanding there with that commentary voice. I want to. Will you stand up and have everybody look at you?
Yes, all right.
Sit down, you bum.
And that isn't a very fair thing to do. I thought you were calling on me to stand up all in good faith. I thought you were going to.
That's not very kind, Ray.
No, it isn't, Ray.
Oh, Mary, for goodness sake. I was just having a little fun for once.
Well, I'm
glad you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't hold up Bob for ridicule.
No, that's right. I don't think it's very fair. Mary, would you stand up after those kind words? I think everyone would like to get a look at you.
Fine, all right. I think that's terrible, Bob. I was trying to help you, you turned around and did that to me. I don't think that was a bit fair.
I was just fooling. I didn't mean it.
That will teach me.
We're still old buddies, aren't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What have you brought with you today?
Anything in particular? Nothing. I just came, that's all. Was I supposed to bring something?
Say, I thought maybe you could go into something of a fashion nature today.
Well, what would you want me to talk about?
Well, I see in Vogue that the big bag is back.
The what?
Vogue magazine this month says the big bag is back.
What is that? You mean the carry-all?
Yeah, pocketbook, I guess.
Yes, you put
everything. I thought maybe you'd have some news on that.
Well, I'm glad they've replaced the peekaboo pocketbook where you can see everything you carry.
That was rather
embarrassing.
If you're carrying something
home that you'd forgotten, or one thing or another.
That's right.
Yes, of course, surely.
Bad for pickpockets.
Well,
if you haven't anything to offer, we have something here, I think, that will be of value to everybody.
Yes, sure.
Friends, we've brought you many sponsors on this program. Sponsors who have made appeals to you of various kinds to call attention to their various products.
We've had sponsors with appeals to your pride. Drink our Applejack and be a man of distinction.
And an appeal to your pocketbook. Buy our linoleum and save up to 50%.
An appeal to your taste. Smoke our cigarettes and smack your lips.
Today, though, we have a new sponsor and a new type of appeal. An appeal to your heart. He speaks now to the men in our listening audience.
Fellas, my name is Willard Forbush. I was born in this country, and my father before him and his father before him. Now, I've always tried to be a good American. I bought bonds and everything. Now, listen, fellas. I'm president of the Mother Guernsey Garter Company, makers of garters for men. I guess you know our slogan, Mother Guernsey is kind to your calf. Well, fellas, look, my business is awful. Men aren't wearing garters anymore. They're wearing these sloppy half socks that are supposed to stay up without garters. But they don't. They fall down. Honest, they do, fellas. Come back to garters, will you? I got a wife and five kids and a sick mother, and I got a bad heart condition. I'm not making expenses. I'm in a mess. Now, fellas, I can't say much more because I'm not strong. So, will you please buy my garters? On my bended knees, I implore you. Please buy Mother Guernsey garters. Please.
This advertisement is not approved by the Associated Advertising Agencies of America. By golly, you fellas got a good show here.
That poor man.
I've been listening to your... Who's this?
It's Radoff.
Oh, that's Mary, huh?
It's Radoff.
I've wanted to meet her for some time. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Arthur. I've heard you and enjoyed you so many times.
I think these fellas walk all over you, though.
Yes,
I
do, too.
Those footprints, I can tell they do.
I was caught in the rush at the polo grounds.
Tell me, who's the music by on the show?
Well, by three distinguished musicians. We're very proud of them here, Arthur. There's Paul Tubman at the organ in Celeste.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He doubles. So he's leader. Then they have...
He gets double pay for that, does he?
Then they have him at the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Bauer, his name is.
Can he play the ukulele?
I don't know. I suppose he could. Is it easy to play the guitar and the uke?
Very simple.
Uh-huh. And at the piano, Joe Kahn, don't
Very
you know?
Very simple.
Yes.
No, Joe Kahn.
You're funny. You really are. You're funny.
Well, what are they going to play today?
Let me see. Oh, they're playing a song that's called Solitaire, you see.
Solitaire?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Solitaire. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrongly. All right, boy. After me.
Gavotte is played by the trio called Solitaire.
Thank you, gentlemen. We enjoyed it very much.
That, incidentally, was a ladies' choice dance, and none of the ladies got up.
I didn't know it was. You should have announced it as such.
You should have let the other women alert.
But there's nobody here to dance with.
All right. Ray, we interrupted you.
Yeah, from time to time, you know, we interview people on this program who have unusual occupations. Today, even the interview itself is unusual because we have two gentlemen in the same unusual business. And they are also twins. So, would you please come over here? Now, which one of you is which?
Oh, my name is Slugger Louie. How do you do, Ray?
How do you do, Slugger?
How are you?
And this is my brother, Horsehide Harry.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do, Horsehide? Now, am I correct in understanding that you twin brothers are in business together?
That's correct, Ray, as far as you've got.
Uh-huh. What business is that?
We own the Rejected Baseball Equipment Company, Incorporated.
Rejected baseball equipment?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We make baseballs and baseball bats.
Well, that doesn't seem to be a very unusual occupation. Somebody must...
Shall we tell him, Horsehide?
Why not?
Very well. We make baseball equipment that's never used, don't we, Horsehide?
Yes, we do.
Well, would you please explain that?
Yeah.
You, Slugger Louie?
Yeah. You've been to baseball games, you've seen a player walk up the bat.
Sure.
And he's swinging three bats at one time.
Oh, yes, I see.
And then just before he reaches the plate, he throws away two bats and he keeps one.
Yeah?
Well, we make the bats he throws away, the rejected ones.
Well, now, wait a minute, Slugger. I know ball players swing three bats so that when they throw away two, the one that's left seems lighter. But I didn't realize that the rejected bats were specially made.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. It's quite an art.
Well, how do you make them?
Well, that's a trade secret, Roy.
Ray.
But I can say that it's a matter of little imperfections, like off-balance weight, loaded handles, little tacks in the handles, that sort of thing.
Well, it's very interesting, Slugger.
No, it isn't. Now, Horsehide, how about you telling him how the baseballs are made that you make?
Well, you've seen the umpire toss a ball out to the pitcher, Roy, and the pitcher looks at it, feels it, and then he tosses it back to the umpire and asks for a new one.
Yes, I've seen that.
I make the one he throws back.
I see, and I suppose you won't tell us your trade secret.
No, my baseballs are just no good. The Horsehide is imitation leatherette, the stitches are painted on, and the insides are just moist, shredded wheat.
I see.
But it makes the pitcher look good. It shows he knows a bad ball when he sees one.
Well, thank you, Slugger Louie, and you too, Horsehide Harry, of the Rejected Baseball Equipment Company, Incorporated. By the way, did you see the game today?
Well, no, we went up to Yankee Stadium, but we couldn't get in.
Well, didn't you have any tickets?
Yeah, but they rejected them.
See, we made the tickets ourselves.
Well, I see that despite the fact we told him not to call anymore, we do have a phone message here from Steve Bosco. Just about a minute to talk to him. Steve, you on the line? Hello.
Hello, Bob and Ray. Steve Bosco calling.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Well,
hello.
We're very
disappointed.
Hello.
Hello, operator. I can't seem to get my connection.
Operator, I can hear him perfectly.
Bob and Ray.
Yes.
Will you accept a collect call from Stephen Bosco?
Yes, I suppose we'll collect it. We'll take it.
All right, Mr. Bosco.
Collect, huh?
Yes, it's collect.
All right.
All right, Mr. Bosco, go ahead.
Put him on, but tell him to be brief, operator, will you?
Okay, thank you, operator. Look, Bob and Ray.
Yeah, where are you, still in Albany tonight?
Yeah, they didn't play the game up here at all. I thought, it being, you know, an all-New York series, they'd play the thing in the state's capital, which I checked up on and discovered it was Albany, here in the colorful Hudson River that has a very historical background.
You're a
As
thinker.
You know, the Hudson River empties into the sea at New York City, the lower end of Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
It starts its long journey to the ocean from way up above, further beyond here. Don't you know? Look, I need money.
What kind of trouble are you in this time?
Well, it's a little monkey business, and I'll explain it to you later. Suffice to say is...
You're going to cover
money.
The game tomorrow?
Send him the money, for goodness sakes.
Well, we can't keep sending him money, operator.
Thanks, operator.
Yeah, send it to him.
Will you do that, Father?
All right, we'll send
Most
it to you once
hotel,
more.
Where? Albany, New York.
Whereabouts?
Most expensive hotel,
All right.
Albany, New York.
All right, we'll
this
do
Steve
that.
Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out of home.
Well, we've been telling you about Woodlow for a number of days now, the new Miracle Wonder product which is sweeping the country, and we've been getting a lot of letters about Woodlow, too.
Woodlow, as you know, is spelled W-O-O-D-L-O, and these letters often ask what Woodlow really is.
Some of them say that we make a lot of claims about Woodlow, but we never say anything specifically. We don't describe it intelligibly.
Well, we don't want this kind of a situation to exist about Woodlow, so let's clean it up right now and answer your questions. Now, first, here's a question. What is Woodlow? Now, friends, Woodlow is... Excuse me. Hello? Telephone company? Yes, we have been having some trouble with the phone. We reported it. Oh, he is? Well, that's fine. Well, thank you very much.
Who was it? Well, what's
that? Phone company. They're sending over a man to fix our phone. Go ahead, will you, Bob?
Yeah. Here's another question. What is Woodlow made of? Friends, ever since this product was discovered, Woodlow has been made... Come in.
Telephone company, having trouble with your phone?
Oh, yes, we are. We reported it.
Hey, what's the matter with it?
Well, we keep getting a humbler, like that every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then it goes...
Yeah, I know what your trouble is. You got a saturated cable.
Yeah,
I'll fix it in a minute.
All right. And then we have another question here. What is Woodlow really good for? Well, friends, Woodlow is good...
Hello, hello, Harry. Yeah, this is Joe.
Ambispray
circuit, Wafers coaxial, plaza 67683, circuit 47, code 3620, extension 809. Wiffle waffle 333. Wiffle waffle 333. Testing. Wiffle 3, waffle 3. Okay, Harry? Okay, Ambispray. Wiffling off. All right, the phone's okay now, boys.
Oh,
I'll
good.
Shoot along.
Well, thank you. And remember, friends, Woodlow is immunized.
Well, that would appear to pop the gonfalon, as we say in baseball circles, this being an all-type baseball program.
Yes, that would put the cap on it for today's 15-minute get-together, but we will be here tomorrow, we expect, with another edition of Same, the Bob and Ray Show.
Well, we certainly hope so. Well, let's see. Mary?
No, I don't have anything to say.
Till tomorrow, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding saying, ready to get work.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.